Good afternoon, everybody. An important shaila that inevitably comes up every year after Simchas Torah is with regard to taking out the wrong Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. And the reason why this happens very often is because on Simchas Torah, we lay from two different parts of the Sefer Torah. We lay from Parshas Vezos HaBracha, which is the very end of Sefer Devarim, and then we also lay from the very beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, when we start the Torah once again. Now, the problem is that the first Monday morning or Thursday morning or Shabbos after Simchas Torah, we then continue on with Sefer Bereishis. And the problem is that sometimes we take out the wrong Sefer Torah that was rolled to Sefer Dvarin to Vezos HaBracha. And the question always becomes, what do we do now? Do we sit there and roll the whole Sefer Torah all the way back to Parshas Bereishis? Or do we just simply put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron and then take out the one that is the proper Sefer Torah to lean from now? So this is the question that we're going to speak about. It's not such a complicated issue, just a few factors, and let us begin. It really starts with the Mishnah Maseches Yuma, Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, where the Mishnah there describes what happened in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom HaKippurim. So the Kohen Gadol was on display, and everybody watched as the Kohen Gadol was doing all of the Avodah throughout the duration of the day. Part of what the Kohen Gadol had to do was he had to read from a few different selections in the Sefer Torah to all those who were gathered. So he starts off by reading from Parshas Acharei Mos. Then the Kohen Gadol rolls the Sefer Torah a little bit, and he reads from Parshas Emor, Ach Be'asar LaChodesh, which is the Kriya in Parshas Emor that describes the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So Acharei Mos, Kedoshim Emor, that's not too far. That's two Parshios away, so he just rolls a few columns, and that's where he reads. But then he has to read from a third selection, and that is in Parshas Pinchas. Now, Parshas Pinchas is the end of Sefer Bamidbar. So the problem is going to be that if he's going to now roll from the end of Sefer Vayikra to the end of Sefer Bamidbar, that's going to take a few minutes, and that is going to take the time of all the people who are assembled there. And therefore, the Gemara says, when he came to read the third selection from Parshas Pinchas, which again is in Sefer Bamidbar, so then he would read it Baal Peh. He would read that by heart. He would not read it from a Sefer Torah. Why? Says the Gemara, Lefi she'ein golilin Sefer Torah b'tzibur, mipnei kavod hatzibur. You're not allowed to roll a Sefer Torah while the tzibur is there, because it's a lack of respect to the tzibur that is all assembled. Now, what's the lack of respect? Rashi says, the lack of respect is that everyone's sitting around quietly with nothing to do, and that's not respectful to them, that you're busy on the bima rolling the Sefer Torah while everyone in the shul is sitting quietly. The Rambam extrapolates from this Gemara that really the issue here is a problem of tircha de tzibura. Says the Rambam, Ein golilin Sefer Torah b'tzibur b'pnei toreach hatzibur. You're not allowed to ever roll a Sefer Torah while the tzibur is waiting, because it's a problem of tircha de tzibura, because you're making the tzibur wait, and that is very unfair. Shelo yatshriach aleihem lihiyosan omdim ad sheiglo Sefer Torah. If you have a responsible gabbai, he's supposed to roll the Sefer Torah before everyone gets to shul. This way, when it comes time for Kriyas HaTorah, they're not all going to have to sit there and wait. That constitutes a tircha de tzibura. That is unfair to the community that is there to daven. And therefore, says the Rambam, Lefikach, im yitztarchu likros shnei inyanim. Let's say you have to read from two Sifrei Torah, for example. If you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you have to read the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos, the Parshas HaShavua, and then you have to read a special selection for Rosh Chodesh. So the Rambam says, in such a case, Motzien Shnei Sifrei Torah. You have to take out two different Sifrei Torah. This way, you won't have to roll from one place to the other, and this way we will save time for all those who are there at the minyan. And this is Paskin LaHalacha and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Dalid, where it says that any time that you have to take out two Sifrei Torah, because you have to lane from two different selections, the only way to do it is to take out two Sifrei Torah, and one should not spend time rolling one Torah from one place to the other, because that would be a Tircha de Tzibur. Now, there's an issue with what the Gemara just said in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma that, again, the Kohen Gadol used to have three different selections that he would read on Yom Kippur to all those who were assembled in the Beis HaMikdash, to all those who were listening, to all those who were gathered. So the first two he would read from the Sefer Torah, because they were right next to each other. The third selection he would read Baal Peh. Oh, the Tosis Yeshanim says that's a major problem. Why? Because we know the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin, we learn it from a pasuk, Kesov Lachas Hadvarim Ha'ele. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to read anything from Torah Shebichsav, any part of the Torah itself, you're not allowed to say it Baal Peh. You have to read it from the text of the Torah itself. Now, why is that? Where does that halacha come from? So it comes from the pasuk, but the Ran in Maseches Megillah explains the reason for it. And he says, very often in the Sefer Torah itself, if you look in the real Sefer Torah, you will find chaseros v'yeseros. You'll see an extra letter here, a missing letter here, and there is very careful significance to each one of those chaseros v'yeseros. And therefore, says the Ran, if you're going to say a pasuk by heart without reading it from the text of the Sefer Torah, then you're going to miss out those nuanced details of chaseros v'yeseros. And therefore, the Ran says, that is why the Gemara tells us we are not allowed to read anything Baal Peh that is from the Torah itself, because maybe you're going to miss one of the very important details from the way the Torah writes that specific pasuk or that specific mitzvah. That's the way the Ran explains it. However, the Tosis Yeshanim there asks, whatever the reason is for the halacha, how do we explain how the Kohen Gadol was allowed to justify this kind of behavior on Yom HaKippurim? The Gemara says that you're not allowed to say a pasuk in Chumash Baal Peh. You're not allowed to read it unless you are reading directly from a Sefer Torah. And if that is the case, ask the Tosis Yeshanim, what right did the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim have to read the Sefer Torah? To read the Psukim Baal Peh without looking in a Sefer Torah. Explains the Tosis Yeshanim that the truth is, this really is only a chumrah. This is really not an absolute halacha that you're not allowed to ever read from a sefer, you're not allowed to ever say a pasuk by heart. That's not true. Says the Tosis Yeshanim, it's mitzvah min amuvchar. It's a chumrah. And therefore he says, when we have a chumrah against tircha de tzibura, you're not allowed to give up on the kavarat tzibur. And says the Tosis Yeshanim, that is why the Kohen Gadol chose to say the psukim by heart, instead of trying to roll the Sefer Torah and spending more time looking for the new place where he had to read from. And based on that Tosfos Yeshanim, the Mishnah Berurah writes a very interesting chiddush, and that is, let's say you have a rabbi, and in the middle of him giving a shiur, there's a crowd assembled to listen to the shiur, and in the middle of the shiur, he wants to quote a pasuk. So he quotes a pasuk, then a few minutes later, he wants to quote a pasuk from somewhere else. So does he have to take out a Sefer Torah? Every time he wants to quote a pasuk, does he have to read it from the Sefer Torah itself? Well, that would probably be very time-consuming. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that somebody who's Doresh Barabim, somebody who's speaking or giving a shiur, and you're going to quote psukim from the Torah, and to go and look inside of the Sefer Torah every time I want to quote a pasuk is going to be very time-consuming, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have a right to be mekel, just like the Tosis Yeshanim said, that whenever the Kohen Gadol was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he knew that it would be time-consuming for him to go roll the Sefer Torah and read from it, instead of saying it by heart, he was allowed to say it by heart. So that is with regard to that Gemara in Maseches Yuma. Now, what happens, says the Shulchan Aruch, Emein lahem ela sefer Torah echad. What happens if you only have in a shul one sefer Torah? Which most shuls have more than one sefer Torah, at least most shuls that I've been to, usually have more than one sefer Torah, which is a great gift, and we shouldn't take it for granted. But on top of that, this became a big issue this year because there were so many breakaway minyanim because people had to daven in smaller groups, so there were many of those minyanim that did not have two sefer Torah. So what happens when you have two different places that you need to read from, and you only have one Sefer Torah? Well, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have to read from two places, and you only have one Sefer Torah, then you roll the Sefer Torah to the second place, v'yidcha kavarat tzibur, and we don't care about the fact that all those who are there to daven are going to have to wait. Now, that is a very troubling psak of the Shulchan Aruch, because we just said that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not allowed to roll it because we are very cognizant, because we're very sensitive to the fact that there is a tzibur here and we don't want to take the time of the tzibur. We don't want to have tircha de tzibura. Well, if that is the case, how do we allow in a shul that only has one Sefer Torah, how do we allow the gabbai to roll that Sefer Torah from one place to the other if need be? Shouldn't we do the same as the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur? And that is, why don't we allow the second set of Kriyas HaTorah to be done, Baal Peh? this is not my question, this is the Magen Avraham's question. And he says, this is against the Gemara. I don't understand why this is different than the case that is described in the Gemara of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim that is allowed to read by heart Mishum Tircha Ditzibura. Explains the Magen Avraham, the answer is that when you're in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen Gadol has to read from the Sefer Torah, there you have a huge crowd of people there. And if he's going to start rolling it, can you imagine? You have such a big tzibur, you're going to waste the time of so many people. We cannot take that responsibility, and therefore the Kohen Gadol has to say it bal peh. However, in a regular shul, says the Magen Avraham, you only have a few people. The way he says it is, yesh mesemat, we just have a few people gathered. Again, some of the bigger shuls have a lot of people, but nothing close to what the Beis HaMikdash used to hold. And therefore he says, we assume, mistama mochlin al kavodam, we assume that most people in a small shul are willing to be mochel on their kavod, and they understand, extenuating circumstances, we only have one Sefer Torah, okay, we'll sit around for a few minutes, and we're going to allow the Gabbai to roll the Sefer Torah. There's no reason to read Baal Peh, because you have the consent of all those who are there. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests. The Avnei Nezer has another interesting suggestion to differentiate between the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash and a regular Kriyas HaTorah in Shul when we need a second Sefer Torah. Says the Avnei Nezer, when the Kohen Gadol has to read from the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur, that is his personal mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that he has to do on his own. Just so happens to be, there are many, many people, hundreds of people, thousands of people gathered to listen to him read from the Torah. But this is his personal mitzvah. Says the Avnei Nezer, for your personal mitzvah, you're going to waste the time of everybody who's there? You don't have a right to do that. However, writes the Avnei Nezer, when we are all in shul, and all of us share the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah, and today happens to be a day that we have to learn from two different Sifrei Torah, I know that when it's my mitzvah, I'm willing to give up on a few minutes of my time in order to do the mitzvah properly. And therefore, he says, this is not at all similar to the case of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who is simply trying to fulfill his own mitzvah. When he's doing his own mitzvah, he has no right to do that on the back of the tzibur who is there. But when we're doing a mitzvah on behalf of the entire tzibur, so then it's their decision and it's their choice, and therefore we assume that they're allowed to roll the Sefer Torah. So now we get to our question, and that is, you come on the first Monday or Thursday or Shabbos after Simchas Torah, and you have one Sefer Torah that is rolled to Parshas Vezos HaBracha, you have another Sefer Torah that is rolled to Parshas Bereishis, and mistakenly you take out the Sefer Torah that is rolled to Parshas Vezos HaBracha, and now you're faced with a dilemma. What do we do? Do we put this Sefer Torah back into the Aron, return it to its place, and take out the other one? Or do we just leave this one out and roll it all the way back to the beginning of Sefer Bereishis? So there are three different factors you need to think about. One of them is, as we said, Tircha D'Tzibura. You know how long it's going to take to roll all the way from the Zos HaBracha back to Parshas Bereishis? It's definitely going to take a few minutes. And therefore, Tircha D'Tzibura, as we mentioned, is a very important factor to consider in this equation. Point number two that we need to think about is, the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, we have a concept of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, which means that if I have a mitzvah in front of me, I'm not allowed to pass over it and go to do another mitzvah. So therefore, am I allowed to now pass over this mitzvah that is right in front of me? Am I allowed to give up on the Sefer Torah that has already been taken out in order to then take out a different Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh? In fact, in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simon Chaf Hei, the Mechaber writes that we know every morning men put on talis and tefillin, and they're supposed to first put on the talis, and only then do they put on the tefillin. However, says the Mechaber, you have to be careful that when you put your tefillin into the big bag that holds the talis and the tefillin, you have to make sure that the talis is on top and the tefillin is in the back. Why? Because otherwise, when you come to shul the next morning, the first thing you bump into is going to be your tefillin, not your talis. And if you bump into the tefillin first, you don't have a right to pass over the mitzvah that you came in contact with first in order to do a mitzvah that is only underneath it. So that is also a question with regard to taking out the wrong Sefer Torah. If I took out a Sefer Torah, maybe that should be an issue of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. How can I now put the Sefer Torah back if I'm already dealing with this Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, with this Sefer Torah? Perhaps I don't have a right to overlook it and go take out a different Sefer Torah. On the other hand, we have a third issue, and that is, a chashash of bizayon Sefer Torah. Imagine somebody sees a Sefer Torah taken out of the Aron Kodesh, and then they see the Sefer Torah is being put back. Happens to be the Sefer Torah that says my name on it. It says, donated by the Schechter family, or donated by whoever it is. I'm going to start getting nervous. Is there something wrong with my Sefer Torah? How come they don't want to use it? Not everybody in the community understands that it's rolled to the wrong place, and therefore the Gemara says, maybe I have to worry about Pigmo Shel HaRishon. Maybe I have to worry about the fact that by putting this Sefer Torah back into the Aron Kodesh, I am now making it look like there's something deficient, like there's something missing, there's something wrong with this Sefer Torah. And therefore, that is a third consideration that we need to throw into the equation here as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful tshuva in our Achayim Chelek Beis where he talks about this. And he quotes that there are achronim who said in both directions. There were achronim. I saw that the Chida writes about this as well in the Birkei Yosef. It's a big machlokas. What's the right way to go? On the one hand, tircha de tzibura is a very strong consideration. On the other hand, pegam of the Sefer Torah and ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos are also very strong considerations. And this is a very strange issue where you have something pulling you in both directions, and it's very hard to make a proper decision about what's the right thing to do. Do I continue on and roll this Sefer Torah that was mistakenly taken out? Or do I go and put it back into the Aron and save everybody time and then take out a new Sefer Torah that is rolled to the proper place? And Rav Moshe comes to the conclusion where he says that since there are two very credible opinions that go in both directions, and each one of them have a very valid argument to make as to why either you should take out a new one or you should just roll the one that was already taken out, says Rav Moshe, he comes to the conclusion, da avid kemar avid, u da avid kemar avid. If you adopt this position, you're okay. If you adopt that position, you're also okay. And says Rav Moshe, if you're in a community where it's going to cause machlokes or bizayon, which inevitably it seems it usually happens, somebody in the back of shul is going to start screaming. They don't understand the sensitivity, the nuance of the whole halacha here, everything that's involved, all the different factors. Somebody in the back is going to start screaming, oh, while you're rolling it, wasting our time, just take out a new one, says Rav Moshe. If it's going to cause any machlokes or bizayon, screaming and yelling, he says, certainly you should go and take out a new Sefer Torah because you don't want this to end up in a whole major fight in the shul. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, you have a right to follow either opinion. And he says, if it's going to cause people in the shul to be uncomfortable at the time, then certainly you have a right to put the Sefer Torah back and to take out a new one from the Aron HaKodesh that is rolled to the proper place.